Doing?
Hi, Grease Man.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Neil?
Fine, yeah.
The other morning, I got up, I made a nice cup of hot coffee, and drinking the coffee made me have to go. I had to go real bad.
Then what happened, sir?
So I'm knocking on the door, my mother's in there, and I'm very impatient, so I figure, let me light up a cigarette. I'm smoking a butt, and finally she comes out, and she goes, all right, it's all yours. So I go in there, I get on the porcelain, and I do my business. So I'm finished with my cigarette. You know, I lift up the doodads, and I toss it in the bowl.
Boom!
The whole bowl went up. I jumped up. My Bombays were on fire. I went out. I'm like, Mom, she tried to kill a bug in the bowl with hairspray.
Man.
Now, I didn't know. You know, I usually smoke a cigarette. That's what I do. I put it in the bowl, and then I flush.
You see, that's where we lose it over the... Let me tell you, first, that's a wacky story, and I'm glad you're not hurt worse than you are.
Incredible.
But, you know, tobacco, you know who the first people to smoke were?
The Indians?
That's it, the Indians. And the Indians would smoke when the day was done, after they'd run around and they'd shoot their buffalo. You see, we drive and do our business, camel hanging out of our yap while we're driving. Like, Indians would never be on a pony with a camel hanging out of their mouth, killing a buffalo. The Indians, that's why the Indians didn't get lung cancer, because they'd kill their buffalo, fight the other tribes if they had to, make love to their women. Then at the end of the day, after a big meal of deer meat, they'd sit in front of the fire and enjoy some tobacco.
Right.
We, on the other hand, I mean, who would have, the whole thing about tobacco is you're enjoying the flavor, the smell of the burning leaves. You're sitting on the pot, for God's sake, with the scent of your offal surrounding you. I mean, can you imagine an Indian squatting in the forest with a peace pipe hanging out of his mouth? They would never do that. No smoking when massive happened. But you, on the other hand, are violating the very concept of enjoying tobacco. So I would recommend to America, please.
It was very enjoying, you know.
That's like eating a bowl of fruit when you're taking a massive or something, you know. You know what I'm thinking? You should probably smoke when the Indians would, at the end of the day, when the battle is done. Not at the beginning of the day, while grunting your way through hideous intestinal sculpture. You know, that's like drinking a cognac in that atmosphere, or wheeling a TV tray. You know. But anyway, I'm glad you weren't hurt in the blast.
Well, I was hurt for a couple hours.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.